Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. We're continuing in our focus on mindset and why that is so very important. The title of this episode is Mindset Shift Equals Life Shift, Why Most Leaders and Salespeople Plateau. In the hundreds of organizations I've worked with over the last four decades, I have seen so many people reach that ceiling, that plateau, where they just don't seem to be able to go to the next level. And what I'm finding is that it's internal, it's mindset. Let's talk about that. I want to start with a quote from Jordan Belfort. The only thing standing between where you are and where you want to be is how you think, feel, and act in the space between. In today's high-pressure, high-distraction world, most professionals aren't held back by a lack of intelligence, ambitions, or opportunity. They're held back by the invisible operating system running in the background of their minds, what we call a reactive mindset. And I want to focus on that word reactive. The hidden system, the mindset, influences every decision, every emotion, every action. And unless it's upgraded, no amount of strategy, sales techniques, or leadership books will make the kind of difference you truly want. The result? You plateau. If you're living in a reactive mindset, and it's hard to see sometimes because we all do have blind spots. So we have to be aware if we're more proactive than reactive. And where is our mindset? If we live in that reactive mindset, we're going to plateau. You're going to hit ceilings you can't break through. You'll work harder, but see less return for your work. You're going to grow frustrated with yourself, your team, or your sales numbers. Welcome to the reality of most leaders and salespeople today. And that's the sad part of this. The vast majority of leaders and salespeople that I see today are stuck in this reactive mindset. But there is a better way, a transformational path forward powered by what I call the EQ Fit mindset. Now, I'm going to talk about two things today that are specific to me. It is the EQ Fit mindset, and it is the EQ Fit masterminds. Now, whether you explore that or whether you explore other options for upgrading your internal operating system, I am encouraging you to do that. I would love to be the person that helps you do that. That is what I live for, is to equip people. That is my two-word purpose. But bottom line, whether it's me or somebody else, find a way to upgrade your internal operating system, the thing we call your mindset, because that is going to allow you the opportunity to shape your future the way you would like it to be shaped, instead of just leaving it up to circumstances, which we know can be very messy and frankly isn't going to give us the outcomes that we want. Let me share a story with you. I've had the great blessing of working with hundreds of different organizations over the years. In this work, I've had the opportunity to work with every type of personality, people from all walks of life, a diversity of cultures, emotional intelligence levels from very low to very high, just about every different industry, and people with many different habit profiles. I always start with a conversation. Number one, conversations don't cost anything. What I find is in those initial conversations that it really reveals a lot of the current reality. But the real work begins when I deploy a curated and highly validated package of assessments that are specific to the situation and to the people involved. Why is that important? Because people and their lives and their livelihoods are very important, and they're very important to me. In my coaching and consulting, I want to be able to provide insight and the right path forward supported by good, actionable data. I think we all try to make our decisions based on the best information and data available to us. The outcomes are even more critical than most because it is about your life and your livelihood. In the past several years, I've noticed a specific trend that is very concerning to me. People are becoming more reactive and less responsive, less proactive, and less strategic. This is a direct impact of a person's mindset. Let me share an example. I've been working with this one organization and their leadership team for several years. When I started, there were two of their emerging leaders that were in about the same place as far as their leadership experience and their leadership skills. Fast forward a few years to today. One of these leaders is poised to move into an executive role. The other is stuck in a repeated cycle of reactivity and has likely hit their ceiling unless they choose to put in the work to grow and to shift their mindset. One thing I've learned as a longtime coach and consultant, I can provide everything needed for someone to enhance their capacity, their competency, their character, and their chemistry so they can become their best self, but I cannot do the transformational work for them. They have to choose to transform. That is why mindset is so critical. Falling into counterproductive habits that foster a mindset of reactivity is subtle because it looks like something positive. You get work done, you meet deadlines, but what does living in a reactive mindset cost your future self? I think that's a question we all have to ask ourselves, especially if we're aware enough to understand that we're reacting more than being proactive or strategic or responsive. Here's a hint. These are some of the things that you could cost your future self if you're stuck in a reactive mindset. Peace of mind, accomplishment of your goals, more agility and resilience, higher levels of thinking and problem solving, better relationship building, innovation and creativity, greater confidence, growing and developing new skills, and the ability to shape the future that you desire. So let me make the case for transformation. Mindset matters more than ever. Leadership and sales, that's where we're going to focus today. Those primary roles of leadership and sales. And by the way, I've said it before many times, I believe everybody's a leader because we have to lead ourselves first. So whoever you are that's listening to this, that could be you. Leadership and sales are no longer about control and persuasion. They're about connection, trust, and the ability to navigate complexity with confidence. And that kind of effectiveness doesn't come from tactics. It comes from mindset. So I've talked about the EQFIN mindset. And in some ways, yes, I'm promoting what I do. But I want to share it with you because I know it works. It's worked over many years with many different people. And whether you decide to look into what I'm doing or you go somewhere else, at least do something. That's what I want you to do. That's the call to action. Find a way to get out of a reactive mindset and into a more proactive, strategic, responsive mindset that really allows you so much more latitude, so much more flexibility, and so much more control over your own future. What is this EQFIN mindset? The EQFIT mindset is a powerful framework that I have developed that includes emotional intelligence, neuroscience, and habit transformation science. It helps professionals transform the way that they think in pressure moments, the way that they feel during uncertainty, rejection, setbacks, or success, and the way they act, whether that's in high stakes moments or in other moments. The way we act, the way that we show up for other people, the decisions we make, the actions we take, that is going to be the way that we show up in the world, and that's going to have a direct impact on our success and our satisfaction. So the core principle is this. We want to transform the thought, emotion, action pattern, which creates exponential results. So think about this thought, emotion, action pattern. Instead of reacting from habit, you respond from awareness. Instead of getting hijacked by your emotions, you harness them for more strategic outcomes. Instead of defaulting to what's safe, you lead or you sell with purpose and with clarity. This is not just an upgrade. It's a total mindset reboot. Science confirms that most of our behavior isn't conscious, so we intuitively react. Think about the difference between a reactive mindset and a proactive, responsive, more agile, and resilient mindset. If you're in the reactive mindset, you're waiting for the next thing to happen. If you're in a proactive mindset, you are focused on what's the next thing I can do and make happen and take more control and guide the future better by being proactive. Can you see the difference between those two? Instead of sitting back and waiting for the next thing to happen, you're going out and you're taking charge and you're moving forward. So many people are staying stuck. And where does that come from? It is a direct outcome of emotional drivers like fear, anxiety, stress. Uncertainty is a big one. That's why clarity is so important for people. Neuroscience reveals that 40 to 90% of our daily behavior is habit-driven, triggered by emotional cues and reinforced by our environment or past experiences. 40 to 90% of our daily behavior is driven by habits. Basically, that means without any thought or consideration. I sure hope my habits are good and productive, right? Think of it as autopilot. If you're on autopilot, then whatever your mix of productive and counterproductive habits are, is what you're going to get. You're never going to be able to improve if you stay on autopilot. That is also another term for reactive mindset. What does this mean? It means that most leaders and salespeople are reacting instead of responding. They're defaulting to survival behaviors under stress. They're relying on outdated thought patterns to solve modern problems. I see this so often. You know where I see it the most? I see it with senior leaders and owners of companies. I have literally had owners of companies come to me and say, our old models are not working. What are we going to do? And you know what they do? They just go back to the old models and try them again and again until they finally realize, wait a minute, we've got to have a mindset shift here. We have to change something, because what is the definition of insanity? And that is why so many people are in such a need for this upgrading of their mindset, this inner operating system that kind of runs in the background. So what does that look like in real life? A leader avoids tough conversations because it feels like conflict. A salesperson procrastinates follow-ups because they fear rejection. A business owner micromanages because letting go feels risky. These aren't just behavior issues. They're mindset issues. They're driven by unconscious emotional and thought patterns that keep performance stuck on repeat. Unless those patterns are rewired, no amount of tactical training will stick. Let's get to solutions. The EQ Fit solution, rewiring the thought, emotion, action cycle that we've talked about. How do I do that with my clients? I do it through what I call the EQ Fit Mastermind. And there is a specific mastermind for three different areas: leaders, salespeople, and people of faith, say ministry leaders. The EQ Fit Mastermind exists to help people break out of that loop and move forward, not through surface level motivation, but by reprogramming the operating system underneath. And that is a critical differentiator. This is not another training. It's not another workshop. The EQ Fit Masterminds are 12 weeks of transformation, and every single one is unique because it's a unique group of people that come together. How do we do this? We do it through emotional intelligence, so that you gain self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills, through habit science, so you understand your default patterns and which habits are productive and which are counterproductive. We do it through neuroscience-backed coaching and skill development, very practical skill development for each of those different areas of focus. People learn how to recognize the root of their reactions. They can interpret their patterns. They can install new ways of thinking, feeling, and acting that serve their goals, not sabotage them. And that's why this is so different from anything else out there. Now, for an example, somebody asked me the other day, okay, Steve, you've got an EQ Fit Sales Mastermind. Good for you. What sales training does that replace? And my answer to them was none. And I said, for two reasons. Number one, nobody teaches this except me. And I know that sounds somewhat prideful, and I don't mean it that way. I just have been around long enough, and I've been through all kinds of different sales trainings and certifications, all the way back from Professional Selling Skills 1 and 2 through Miller Hyman, Challenger Spin, all of these different sales trainings, right? All of those are technique and tactic based. What I'm teaching is mindset. What I'm teaching is emotional intelligence combined with neuroscience based practices that we know work, with practical skills for sales that can be used with any sales training. I don't care what the sales training or techniques are. You know what most organizations' sales training is? We're going to teach you about our products. What does that lead to? It leads to a features and benefits type of approach to selling. That is not going to be very successful in our world today. Why? Because 70% or more of the buying decision is based on emotional drivers. So if you're just focused on facts and details, features and benefits, and that's the way you're approaching sales right now, then you are only approaching the 30% or less of the buying decision that is based on those things. You're missing the biggest part of the buying decision. Think about the buyer's mindset and emotions. And they say, I don't get it. Here's what it looks like. If I'm a buyer, do I trust you? Do I feel safe? Do I like you? Do I enjoy being around you? Do I feel like you're going to follow through for me? Is this going to make my life better? Will I be rewarded by this? Can I trust that your solution is going to fit with my business model? All of those words that I am using are emotion-based words, which is why this approach is so very important. And there just isn't anything else out there that I have found that is this comprehensive and has all of these different elements in it. How does this work? Through that 12 weeks of transformation, we're actually looking toward mindset mastery, which includes creating a growth mindset. So these are literally skills that you learn in 12 weeks that are lifetime skills. Once you're through those 12 weeks of transformation, you literally have these skills and this mindset built for the future, for the rest of your life. And the beauty of that, you can improve, refine, make them even better as you go on your journey. I always like to focus on something very practical to give you an idea of how effective this can be. There's something called the awareness inventory. I would love for you to consider trying this out. So to begin the journey, start with this foundational exercise, what I call the 7-day challenge, the awareness inventory. What's the objective of this? First, let's uncover hidden emotional triggers and behavior patterns that shape your day-to-day decisions. Now, I'm not just talking to salespeople now, I'm talking to everybody. Everybody who's listening, let's figure out what your emotional triggers are and your behavior patterns that shape your day-to-day decisions. That's going to help us understand, are you in that reactive mindset? Are you starting to come out of that? Or are you in a better place? Let's look at these steps. Step one, track moments of emotional activation. Each day, write down 2 or 3 moments where you felt a strong emotional response. Stress, frustration, anxiety, anger, excitement, whatever it happens to be, write those down. That's step one. Step two, describe the trigger. What happened? Who was involved? What did you believe or assume in that moment? That's step number two. Step three, identify the behavior. What action did you take next? Did you avoid something? Did you speak up? Did you shut down? Step four, reflect. Did that behavior serve your long-term goals? What mindset was driving your reaction? And then at the end of that week, that 7-day challenge, review your notes. Look for patterns. What emotions are running your decisions? What mindset do they reflect? Reactive or more of that EQ fit, EQ being emotional intelligence and fit being fitness? Does it lean one way or the other? That's the question. This simple, consistent practice opens eyes to what's driving you. and gives you the clarity to start shifting your response. The invitation here is very simple. Don't just learn. Reading books, listening to books, Audible books, all of that is great, but that is not a transformational process. We know from a neuroscience perspective what it takes to truly transform. And it starts with learning, but that's just step number one. Then we move to practice, or what we call activate. We'll try different things. We practice it. And then we go to step three. So step one is engage with new learning. Step two is activate by practicing. Step three is reflect. What worked? What didn't work? Why did it work? Why did it not work? What could I do better? What could I try differently? And then the cycle starts over again. If you approach it from that direction, you will get into a transformational mode. If you're serious about breakthrough change in your career, in your leadership, in your sales, or in your life, then this is the moment to make a decision. I invite you to explore the EQ Fit Masterminds. Whether you're a leader, a salesperson, or someone in ministry, I would ask you to think about exploring the EQ Fit Masterminds, even if it just is giving you information that helps you on your journey. That's great. I have a very limited number of seats, and there's a specific reason for that, because I want to pour everything I have into a small group of people for that 12-week period to really get them into that transformational mode where they can start to shape their future the way they want it to be. And the way we do that is we rewire limiting thought, emotion, action loops. We build powerful, aligned habits. We apply emotional intelligence in real-time situations. We get real with our coaching. The coaching, especially in a group setting like that, the coaching not just from me, it comes from each of the peers, each of the people that are collaborating in those groups. There is so much power in collaborative learning. We know all of that will accelerate growth and skill development that sticks for the long term. You'll be a part of a group that's committed, curious, and ready to lead at a higher level. It is a commercial for you to take action. Whether you do it with EQ Fit and with me, or whether you do it somewhere else, that's the commercial. That's what I want you to buy into, because that's going to help you shift your mindset out of that stuck reactive mode into something that is more responsive, more proactive, more strategic, and frankly, is going to be more successful and more satisfying. If you want to explore the EQ Fit services, EQ Fit Masterminds, just look at our website, eqfit.org, and you can email us at info@eqfit.org. Let me leave you with this thought. I want you to discover what's holding you back, and I want you to unlock what's possible for you. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.